Okay, now it's all making sense about Israel. So Senator Schumer today shocked everyone. Senator Schumer, a Jew who has been, of course, pro-Israel, but also deeply connected to the deep state and the intelligence community, he came out today and he basically threw Netanyahu under the bus. He said Netanyahu's got to go. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing, but this is essentially it. He said Netanyahu has become mixed up with the far right in Israel, essentially, you know, Ben Gavir and the Likud party people, folks like that. And that as a result, he's got to go. Now, remember that 2 days ago, I had received intel that said there was going to be a CIA attempted coup to replace Netanyahu, boot him out of power. And then a top Israeli intelligence official came out publicly and said that, that's the plan from the West, and it's not acceptable. And this is election interference, or that basically this is an insurrection of the CIA targeting Israel. So now we have real friction between Israel and the United States. And what's behind this, of course, is the fact that Netanyahu is a psychopathic war criminal genocidal maniac who will burn in hell for his crimes against humanity. But before that happens, hopefully he will be indicted and prosecuted. I hope he doesn't just commit suicide like Adolf Hitler in a bunker. I hope that history gets to see this man arrested and indicted and hauled into the International Criminal Court. And everybody around him, by the way, there's probably 1,000 officials in Israel that need to be arrested and indicted for crimes against humanity, for their straight up genocide. And they need to be, of course, you know, dealt with through the justice system, because they have caused so much damage. It's not just the 30,000 plus civilians that they have murdered in Gaza. Although that's bad enough. I don't mean to minimize that. They have slaughtered 30,000 plus people, 70% of which are women and children. But they've also done permanent damage to Israel, and, by the way, to the reputation of the United States. And they've done severe damage to the Democrats and the Biden regime in the U.S. because, you know, they've lost the Muslim vote now. But I believe that because of the actions of Netanyahu, Israel will be destroyed. And I don't want to hear anybody say, oh, no, no, God chose them. God's going to save Israel. God will smite their enemies. Ah, bullshit. God doesn't support Netanyahu. Netanyahu is a Satanist. Zionism is a satanic death cult. That is not God. That is not Christ. All of you Christian Zionists who are still, you got cobwebs over your eyes. You've been brainwashed and blinded by a bunch of Satanists. Pull the cobwebs off and see reality here. Stop worshiping evil. Stop thinking that God's chosen ones can just carry out evil genocide against everybody else. Get your head on straight. Israel, under Netanyahu, has become an evil Holocaust-pushing regime. It's a different kind of Holocaust now, but it's the same brand of evil. And guess what? God's not going to save Israel. Israel will be destroyed, because the Arab neighbors have been watching this, and they have already come to the obvious realization that Israel cannot be allowed to continue to exist from their point of view. And at the first opportunity, I mean, remember, I was told from one of my contacts in Lebanon that Hezbollah was a Christian contact, by the way, pro-Christian Lebanese individual, that Hezbollah is ramping up for a total assault on Israel, that it's still a couple years away. They're still gathering the missiles that they need, the rockets, missiles, hypersonic missiles, who knows, anti-ship missiles, you name it. And Hezbollah, their plan is to completely obliterate Israel just by themselves. That doesn't even include the plans of Iran or, you know, Syria or whoever else might get involved at that time. That's just Hezbollah, and they have the means to do it. Israel, without the United States, is done for. And right now what you're seeing is a huge wedge that's being driven between Israel and the United States, with Senator Chuck Schumer coming out and throwing Netanyahu under the bus. And by the way, I have a question. How come Chuck Schumer isn't accused of anti-Semitism, huh? Because everybody else who criticizes Israel is immediately branded an anti-Semite. If you point out that Israel's run by a bunch of genocidal, Zionist, lunatic, mass murderers, oh, that's anti-Semitism. No, it's not. It's a statement of fact. That's who's running Israel. Well, Senator Schumer comes out and says essentially the same thing, but not as harshly. And how come he's not arrested for anti-Semitism, huh? How come he's not banned? Yeah, there's a question for you. But the bottom line is that the Democrats realize they can't win in November unless Israel stops its bombing. That's really what this has come down to. And Netanyahu, because he's a psychopathic, lunatic, mass murderer, he has told the West to go pound sand. He has said he's not going to listen to the International Court of Justice, the International Criminal Court, nor the West. And guess what? Israel's nothing without the U.S. So right now, what the U.S. should do, in my opinion, the U.S. should cut off all aid to Israel. The U.S. should take its entire Navy and evacuate the region out of the Mediterranean Sea, out of the Arabian Sea, out of the Persian Gulf, out of the Red Sea, out of the whole region, and then declare a no-fly zone over Gaza. And if Israel runs any more bombing campaigns over Gaza, shoot them down. Shoot them down. Destroy Israel's air force. Kill its pilots in the air. Shoot them all down. And send a message to Israel that, no, you don't get to act like a bunch of genocidal lunatics just because your, quote, leader has some kind of deep-rooted ethnic hatred towards Arabs and Palestinians. You don't get to just carry out mass murder and call it self-defense because you want to play the Holocaust card forever, claiming you're victims of the Holocaust, and therefore that gives you the right to carry out a Holocaust against other innocent victims. No, sorry, that doesn't fly. And if you ever wonder, by the way, how come so many German citizens in the 1930s went along with Adolf Hitler and the Holocaust, have no illusions. Just look at Israel today. Look at all the Israeli citizens that support what they are doing. Mass slaughter. Just like the German citizens during the Third Reich. Exactly the same. There's no difference between them. They're all the same. If you stand by and say nothing while this genocide against Palestinians is taking place, you're no better than the Nazis of the Third Reich. You're no better whatsoever. I don't care if you're a rabbi. I don't care if you're a Christian. You're no better than a Nazi. And by the way, it's very easy to see which alternative media outlets in the U.S. are also no better than Nazis. Even a lot of conservative media, just pro-Zionism, pro-Israel, no matter what, they have no principles. They're just part of the Israel tribe. No principles whatsoever. Just slaughter innocent Palestinians. Doesn't matter how many die. Doesn't matter the suffering. Doesn't matter how many children have their limbs blown off. There are Christian, conservative, independent media publishers, Breitbart's one of them, by the way, that are nothing but propaganda for Israel. Breitbart.com, just Israeli propaganda, nonstop, every day, excusing genocide. Breitbart.com would feel right at home, working alongside Joseph Goebbels in the Third Reich, promoting Nazism and the Nazi Holocaust. They would feel right at home, right there, because they demonstrate it every day. They demonstrate they have no principles whatsoever. And if you have no principles, I'm sorry, I've got no respect for you. And the same goes with a lot of Christians, too. A lot of Christians, oh, they claim to be pro-life. Oh, we want to support life. We want to protect all the unborn babies. But then you support bombing babies, slaughtering babies, as long as they're Palestinian babies. So, no, those Christians, they don't have any values whatsoever. They're fake Christians. They're actually Satanists pretending to be Christians. Yeah, they might go to church. They might go through the motions. Oh, yeah, every day I pray to the Bible. Ah, bullshit. You pray to Satan. Your actions speak louder than your words. You're just a Satanist. You support slaughtering children, not saving children. So don't tell me you're pro-life when you're actually all in with a satanic death cult, you know? That's what's really amazing. You know how COVID actually brought out the truth about a lot of people that you may already know, people who claim that they're they're open-minded and intelligent and they're pro-science. And then when the most unscientific, quote, vaccine was introduced, they immediately started taking the jabs. I'm pro-science. I'm taking jabs. No, that's not science. Where are the clinical trials? Where's the evidence of safety? You know, the FDA never even approved those. It was just emergency use authorization. That's not science at all. You're kidding yourself. It's just like Christians today. And they claim to be pro-Christian, pro-life, but in reality, they're worshiping death. They're excusing mass death. So this is a wonderful, you know, silver lining of an otherwise horrific situation is that the mass bombing of Gaza has actually brought out the truth about how many Christians are, or Christian Zionists are actually Satanists. You know, otherwise we wouldn't have known. We would have thought, oh yeah, they claim to be pro-Jesus and they can quote Bible scripture and they claim to support life and support peace and love. Ah, bullshit. they're just death cultist Holocaust Nazis, just like a lot of other groups throughout history. It just, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing. Just have a new costume. It's a Christian costume now. They're no better than the Nazis. You know, here's the truth. There's a very clear dividing line, and this is an easy way to sort people out. There are people who are guided by principles, and then there are people who are guided by tribes. And if you're tribal, which includes most Christians, most Zionists, most Democrats, most Rhino Republicans, and so on, if you're tribal, then you have to abandon your principles in order to protect your tribe and promote your tribe. If you're principled instead, that is, you have key principles like respecting life, protecting life, or respecting the freedom of speech, and so on. If you operate with principles, if you believe in principles, you will be rejected by every tribe. Because every tribe, every prominent tribe, I should say, you know, a political tribe, a religious tribe, whatever, is at its core insanely corrupt. Because wherever there's a concentration of power, there is corruption. It's true in the Mormon church. It's true in Zionism. It's true in political parties. It's true in banking and finance. It's true in big pharma. Wherever you get a concentration of power, you end up with people compromising, tossing out their values, and becoming evil, making decisions for their own self-interest rather than the interests of society at large. They're not interested in the greater good. They're interested in power for their tribe. And the Zionist tribe is one of the most dangerous and destructive tribes on our planet, but it's not the only one. There are numerous tribes. There's like the WEF tribe, if you think about it, right? There's the Democrat tribe in America. There's the Open Borders tribe. Tribalism is bad. Principles are good. Very few people operate with principles. You'll find this. We're discovering this right now. If you ask your friends what they think about Israel bombing innocent civilians, and you find out a lot of your friends have no principles whatsoever, they're like, yeah, it's good. Yeah, just keep bombing children. Okay, well, you have no principles, so stop pretending. Or someone says, I believe in science. So you say, well, oh, that means you're willing to look at evidence. New evidence that might contradict previous conclusions. Oh, no, no, we can't look at new evidence. No, that's banned, that's censored, that's disinformation. Anything that goes against what we already believe is disinformation. Oh, so you're not a scientist. You're a cultist, right? Just another tribe, the tribe of scientism, or the vaccine tribe. How many vaccine-pushing doctors are already dead? You know, karma is a bitch. All these vaccine-pushing doctors, some of them even just in their 40s, there was this trauma surgeon woman who's dead. She pushed vaccines on everybody else, and she took a bunch of jabs, died of a heart attack. What do you know? Died suddenly, even though she wasn't even overweight or anything, just died suddenly. So, you know, here's what I have to say about karma. It turns out that if you promote death, death will come to you. If you promote jabs that kill other people and you keep taking them yourself, probably sooner or later, they will kill you too. That's karma. kind of hard to argue that those people don't deserve that, isn't it, right? Same thing with war and bombs. If you go out there and promote war, bomb those people, kill them children, kill all them Arabs and kill them Palestinians. If that's you, you should expect to die in a bombing probably, because there's a cosmic karma factor here. You will die of violence if you promote violence. And on the flip side, if you're lucky and you promote peace, then with God's blessings, you will die in peace one day when you leave the world, you know, peacefully, instead of in violence. And even if you get caught up in somebody else's violence, at least you didn't die with violence in your heart. At least you died as a person of principle. And whenever I go, I know that I will leave this sick, twisted, demonic world as a person of principle, as a person who valued human life, who valued all life, animal life, plant life, consciousness, you name it, and a person who operated based on principles, not tribalism, a person who couldn't be bought off, couldn't be coerced into abandoning principles just to promote the interests of one particular tribe or a corporate tribe. Almost everybody can be bought off. Almost everybody. It's very few who cannot. And the more powerful a person becomes, politically or financially or through influence, the more seductive the opportunities to buy them off. Most people can't resist. Most people can be bought off for a shockingly small amount of money or power or influence. So if you ever meet somebody who can't be bought off, somebody who's not tribal but is driven by principles, somebody who is willing to do what's right because it's right, even in the face of so many offers of money or power or influence, if you meet somebody like that, you should consider them a true friend, a friend of humanity, because those people are very rare. So check out your own principles and actions. Are you a principled person? Challenge yourself. Are you doing what's right because it's right? Or are you giving in to some tribe because you want to fit in with the tribe? Oh, you don't want to lose your friends at church, so you have to go along with Israel's genocide. Oh, okay. Well, maybe your friends are evil people, huh? You ever thought about that? Maybe they have no principles. Maybe they're not good friends. Maybe you should get some new friends. If your friends are genocidal lunatics, maybe you should go to an Islamic mosque or something, find some people there that aren't committing genocide. How about that? Find yourself some new friends. Stop interacting with people who aren't principled, and your life will get so much better as a result. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, uncensored, as always. And you can find my podcast at brighteon.com, also with a lot of interviews as well. You can find my articles at naturalnews.com. You can find my social media posts at brighteon.social and check out our new AI engine, free to download, free to use at brighteon.ai, launching soon. Thanks for listening. Take care. Springtime is here, and we have special spring detox bundles now for you to help you save a bundle at healthrangerstore.com. And the first bundle that's in stock available right now, I've got it on my desk here. It's a combination of non-GMO vitamin C and acetylcysteine, our 5G defense product, which helps your body deal with, peroxynitrite production that happens upon exposure to 5G radiation. We've got Turmeric Gold Plus, which has ginger and black pepper in it, as well as our nascent iodine. This all helps naturally support your body's natural detox capabilities. And if you bought these separately, they would be a lot more expensive than the special price that we have at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there and search for Spring Detox Support Bundle, and you'll see this bundle right here available at this special price, which is a significant discount off of purchasing these separately. We also have two other bundles available at healthrangerstore.com. The first is a nutrients blend bundle here that has the microalgae superfood blend here, along with our beet juice, again, all organic and all laboratory tested, along with our garden harvest blend. So this is a combination of fruits and vegetables loaded with phytonutrition, plus the microalgae that, again, available at a special price a lot less expensive than buying them separately. And then we have one more bundle here, which is called the Super Greens Bundle. And this has our greens plus superfoods mix, our broccoli sprouts, and also our Radiance blend. Those three together, absolutely loaded with phytonutrition. Again, non-GMO, certified USDA organic, plus laboratory tested on top of that. Plus, of course, we do microbiology testing on all these products as well. We test for E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, and we also do glyphosate testing on top of that. We do more testing than anybody else in this industry on our entire product line. So if you get it at healthrangerstore.com, you can be sure it has been heavily scrutinized, even for heavy metals. So we test for lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and other toxic elements as well, making sure that you get the cleanest and most nutritive foods, superfoods, and supplements that are available anywhere in the world. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take advantage of these spring detox bundles. They're good only while supplies last or through the end of March 2024. And right now we've got supply of all of these. I don't know how long it will last. The supply chain is always a little dicey from time to time. At the moment, we're looking pretty good. So hopefully you can get your hands on these or as much as you need. Thank you for your support. HealthRangerStore.com. Take care.